You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring clinical and forensic psychologist Joni Johnston.
Paul Ferguson, he is the son of Shanda Vander Ark. You remember her from her trial and sentencing recently, the mom who tortured her son to death with the assistance of an older son, Paul Ferguson. It was an absolutely heartbreaking, horrible, horrible case where you saw the cycle of abuse taking effect firsthand, and now Paul facing the music for his deeds and doing what Baum told him. Now being sentenced to 30 to 100 years behind bars. Joining me to discuss, Dr. Joni Johnston, forensic psychologist. This was one where, gosh, I didn't know what to think about Paul. There's a lot of empathy there, just viewing this as someone who is simply a product of his upbringing. But at the same point, he was an adult when he was taking out or carrying out the will of his mother and abusing his brother. But at the same point, there's got to be some accountability here. What's your thoughts on how this has all played out?
I think a lot of people feel the way you feel, Tony, and I feel similarly in the sense that he was a legal adult. At the same time, I have to say I was stunned by the sentence he got and the comments the judge made during the sentencing, because I just, even though I certainly would not have voted for him to go free, just mm-hmm. to walk out the door after this trial was over, I felt like, you know, there are certainly some very significant mitigating factors in terms of his behavior. You know, of course, not least of which is his mom and the influence she had over him. Mm-hmm. And we all know, as somebody who worked, you know, extensively with abuse kids in the past, that loyalty and that pull that parents hold over children, no matter how, you know, poor a parent, how misguided the parent is, how evil, you know, yeah, the parent can be, there still is that sense of loyalty and love for that parent. And so I don't feel like they're equal, and I don't feel like they're equally culpable. And I feel like that, you know, 10 years down the road, he is not going to be the person that he has been living with his mom. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate to me that he got such an extensive sentence.
Was the judge overstepping without really fully grasping the psychological factors that were going on here? Because I know there were some evaluations done on Paul prior to the sentencing, and the judge seemed to be basing a lot of his future on those findings, basically stating that he believed he was one step away from being the psychopath that his mother is. And, you know, for the sake of the safety of people outside of that courtroom, it's best that this person be put away. Albeit not his fault that he's necessarily that way, but basically you have no say in the matter because this is kind of what you were brought up with. Was it too far overstepping? Would mental health, a situation where he's sent to some sort of a mental health facility, have been a better option than throwing this kid into prison for the next at least 30 years?
Well, depending upon where he's placed, he'll have the option to get mental health treatment, you know, in prison. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I would have argued that he needed to be put into a mental health facility, because I think the purpose of that is really to treat severe mental illnesses. And I'm not sure that there was evidence that this is somebody who's psychotic or has been or those kinds of things. I think this is somebody who was really shaped by his environment and was acting accordingly. So I don't think that would have been necessarily the thing to do. And let me also tell you, and I know you know this because I'm sure you've seen comments, the judge is not alone. I mean, there have been many comments I've seen on various platforms of people, you know, clapping their hands and feeling very much like the judge did in terms of, hey, you know, you're just like your mom. There's no difference, or you're worse than your mom, or whatever. I do think that, you know, there's a debate. You know, how much do we want to, as a society, take into account mitigating factors?
Yeah.
Given the fact that the behavior is the same.
Yeah.
Right. And there's some people who say, hey, the behavior should stand alone. You know, if you do the behavior, then you're responsible. And there are other people who say, look, circumstances are not equal all the time. And we should, as a society, take into account the fact, that's why we have that, you know, the insanity plea.
Yeah.
Because somebody can do something horrible, and yet we look and figure out that this person was on their medication and they had a delusion, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't think he considered a lot of mitigating factors, obviously, in his comments. But I don't think he's alone in that sentiment.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.